All right. Everything looks in order, and we've done all of the necessary checks, and your wife is in satisfactory health. We've got her busy with something else, but if you could step into my office, please, there's something I need to discuss with you. All right. Now, your wife seems to be in good condition for the most part, but she mentioned that the two of you are still sexually active. Is that correct? I see. There's no reason to be alarmed, but we did notice a slight abnormality during her checkup. She told us she's had issues with bleeding, and we're concerned it could be a subchorionic hematoma. It's a condition that involves bleeding under the placenta and can be exacerbated through strenuous activity. We didn't want to take any chances, so I've advised that your wife go on pelvic rest. In other words, you'll have to refrain from any sexual activity with your wife during the rest of her pregnancy. Your wife told me your sex drive is very high and that she's worried that she won't be able to keep you satisfied while she's pregnant. So we discussed it and have agreed to let me handle everything, considering your sexual needs for the time being, so as not to tempt you into an affair. All we need now is your consent. It will consist of short, discreet sessions where I aid you in ejaculating. It's not something I normally prescribe, but funnily enough, it was your wife's idea. She trusts me not to get emotionally involved with you, and to that I agree. If you want to see it as me giving you hand jobs, then have at it. This isn't some kind of sexual role play. I'm simply a person doing my job. My assigned work. So, take any dirty thoughts of me being some kind of promiscuous doctor who's gonna make your fantasies come true and throw them out the window. I'm a doctor, and though sex workers provide a needed service to our communities and should be protected and paid fairly, I am not one. Understand? Good. I'll arrange an appointment for you the same time next week. Until then, please try and maintain yourself. Come in. Ah, there you are. I trust you've managed to keep your libido in check. That's good to hear. Now, I want you to come over here and lay down on the bed. Get yourself into a comfortable position. All right. I'll lubricate my hands before commencing. That should help create a wet sensation that I'm sure you'll find stimulating. However, it's worth noting, I'll be wearing latex gloves the whole time. I may be committed to my job, but I have no desire to touch your genitals. And if you would be so kind as to move your pants, please, your underwear as well, we can get started. There we are. Now we can begin. I'll start by grasping your penis and stroking back and forth. I'll also try massaging your testes. If memory serves, that can help increase arousal. Ah, you've already achieved an erection. That's a good sign of health. Plus, it should make this thing go a whole lot quicker. So, now that you're fully erect, I'll increase my tempo. Goodness. I know men enjoy sexual stimulation, but you seem like you're in ecstasy. Well, you do look rather cute. The way you're squirming so much from nothing more than a person's touch. No. I can't have thoughts like that. I'm a professional. you're going soft. How am I supposed to help you ejaculate without an erect penis? Act sexy? But I... You... What? I am your doctor. You're right. And so it is my responsibility to help you with this. We'll do it your way. It's only natural that a man would find it rather easier to achieve orgasm through titillation. But understand this. Whatever I say or do, I'm doing as your doctor. Under no circumstances does this mean we have some sort of sexual relationship. Okay, here we go. So, your dick is nice. Do you like my hand stroking it? I'd like to see you do better. What am I supposed to say? Oh, I'm not good at my job. Not good at my job? Why, you little... Alright, let's see how not good at my job I am. Hands by your side, eyes closed now. You know why you're here, right? You're here because that naughty little dick of yours is misbehaving. You need a strict person like me to help you keep it in line. Oh, did I just feel you get harder? You like the idea of me bossing you around, don't you? You disgusting pervert. I noticed you eyeing my breasts when you came into my office. Imagine how soft they'd feel. Wouldn't you just love to get your hands on them? Jealous? Oh, poor baby. You don't get to see your sexy doctor playing with their luscious tits. They're begging for you, sweetie. My nipples are aching to have a hot, wet mouth wrapped around them. I'll start stroking a little faster now. Can you feel how tight my fingers are around your dick? Oh yes, you like that, don't you? You love feeling my hand pumping all the way up and down and up and down that wet and throbbing cock. Don't come just yet. I still want to play with you. Look at you squirming and struggling. It's so cute. I like seeing you as a hot, desperate mess. That's it. Moan for me. Good boy. You want to hear a secret? Seeing you like this, under my control, it's making me so fucking wet. My panties are soaked. Would it turn you on if I played with my pussy while I stroked you? Get a hand down there. Keep those eyes closed. Naughty boys who can't control their dicks don't get to see me rub my pussy. Oh shit. I'm supposed to be a professional. But I can't help it. You look so helpless and desperate. Just so cute with that blush on your cheeks and your... Oh, so sweaty and soaking. It's so cute. I just, your breath is coming faster now. Completely under my control. It's the best thing for your health. Myself while I play with you isn't the worst thing for my health either. I think someone's getting close. I'm just about ready to come too. I have an idea. I'll count us down. Together. Here we go. 5, 4. Now hold it in. 3. Oh, fuck. Almost there. 2. Are you ready to come with me? 1. Come for your doctor. Oh yeah, don't hold back. Every rope of come out. Look at you. Come so well for me. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Well, that's our first session complete. We'll have to wait and see if this arrangement of ours proves successful. If you could clean yourself up and get your pants back on, I'll see you next week. And remember, hands off your wife.